There's few things the rush hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the rush hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Bill, we are only a few weeks away from Queen's Birthday Monday, and that means we aren't far away from Big Freeze 8 at the Triple MCG.
Spot on, Rabsy, and I'm still shivering from when I went down the slide. It was good fun, but I tell you what, I want to see old Spaghetti Arms Brayshaw go down the slide.
You wouldn't make as big of a splash as you did, Bill, but speaking of Big Freeze at the G, Beck Danaher will be joining us later this hour.
Plus, we'll talk tattoos. None of us have got a tattoo.
No.
But up next, we have Giants superstar Toby Green to join us.
JB and Billy are doing overtime.
I'd need to have a look at my contract.
Oh. Sort of.
Yeah, we're not on, are we?
It's the best of JB and Billy.
Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
G'day, it's Rabsy here. You're listening to the Rush Hour Sunday Session. Now, we're about to replay you JB and Billy's chat with GWS star Toby Green. Of course, the Giants already played Brisbane yesterday, but we couldn't resist this because you just have to listen for how Bill managed to make a complete goose of himself when talking about Giants coach Mark McVay.
Here on Triple M's Rush Hour, we're a big fan of Toby.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, Phil.
We also love this Toby.
Big fly. Oh! Toby Green, what a hang, what a climb. He got the double lifter.
Please welcome Giants superstar Toby Green.
Bill, there aren't many people in our game that can claim to be proper box office.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter whether you support GWS or not, you are watching when Toby Green plays. It's as simple as that. And he joins us now. Toby, welcome to you.
Hey, boys. How you going?
We're going well.
How was it with Spike McVay, of course? First time coaching, new voice, new ideas. And he seemed to bring in, I think he made about seven or eight changes.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think he sort of forced to. We had a fair few boys that were crooking, there's a couple that still probably are at the moment. Yeah. But he's been great. He's sort of come in and he changed a lot of things up actually straight away, and brought in guys like Dean Solomon and Hurdy will be there a bit more. So it definitely feels a bit different, and it'd be good to see what he can bring the next 10 weeks.
Unfortunately, not there for what Saturday night.
Brizzy. What
are you talking about? Spike McVay won't be there.
No, he's going to be there. He'll be coaching, yeah. He's just I think his wife's going into labour today.
You sure? Because I think they've said Amon Buchanan might be coaching.
Nah, I'm with Amon now in the car.
Ask him, will you?
Spike's coaching.
Spike's coaching, Bill.
Well, that's bullshit because I read that Amon Buchanan was coaching.
Bill,
ask little
Toby's
Amon.
Toby's in the car with Amon Buchanan and he's not coaching. Spike is.
Well, can you ask him, please, Toby?
Amon, you're not coaching, are you?
Nah, Spike will be there. He was outstanding presser and he's having a baby. He's had the baby and he'll be there to go on Saturday afternoon as the head coach.
Right. So Bill, what would you say to Toby?
Toby, Jim got that wrong. We're sorry for that. Jim does get a few things. Is Stevie J still there, by the way? I haven't seen him. I've seen Hurdy and Dean Solomon and then the boy from Colac, Amon there, but I haven't seen Stevie J.
Nah, Stevie's still floating around. Nah, he's running training today and, yeah, looking fit as ever, so he's going well.
Good. Not as fit as ever, I don't think, Tobe.
You're probably right.
Now, I crossed over a little bit in the final couple of minutes of my time at North Melbourne, Toby, with Big Braden Bruce, Big Brucey.
Brucey.
He's a different unit.
Yeah, he is a different unit. He's pretty tall, pretty big.
He's a ruckman, Toby, yeah.
But he's a monstrous bastard, though, isn't he? Like, how big is he?
Yeah, he'd have to be one of the biggest boys in the AFL, you'd say. Yeah. And he's thick and tall and he's going all right. He's a bit crook at the moment, so hopefully he can get over that and get up and going. But, he's going well, Percy.
And he can get agricultural, like he can just drop the old Dame Nellie Melba into the back of a midfielder's head or
clumsy.
Fall on someone, which I also like about him.
Mummy was the king of that. He's probably taught him a few things along the way.
Where is Big Mummy?
He's at the club every now and then. He'll be in Brisbane this weekend, but he's going well, Mummy.
Oh, here, I found it, Jim.
Right, go on.
Giants caretaker coach Mark McVay will miss this weekend's game against the Lions to attend the birth of his third child. Long-term assistant Eamon Buchanan will assume senior coaching duties.
You just heard from the man himself that he's not coaching and Mark McVay is.
Is that right, Eamon?
Yeah, I'll confirm it again.
Hey, we've loved watching everything you've done, mate. You're a bloody champion, and it's great to see you still playing as well as you are. Good luck in Brisbane.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
And good luck, Eamon, coaching.
Yeah. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Mowed the lawn.
You mowed.
Yep.
You know what that's called? Jim's mowing.
There we are. In fact, you were listening on Sunday to The Rub.
Time to connect with the Rush Hour family, by the way.
Is it called The Sunday Rub?
Sunday Rub.
Very, very good is what it is.
It is. A good show. Yep. You're right. Nath Brown was telling a story about Duck.
Did a lady come up to you and come up and said, "Ah, oh, Duck, I love you. You are my favourite player of all time." And you said, "Yeah, I hear that a lot. You know, I was the greatest player of all time." And she said, "No." So she pulled up her top to show a massive tattoo of your signature next to Rafael Nadal's signature. So just two signatures as tattoos on her body. One was Wayne Carey.
I did see a tattoo of my name. Yes.
Yes,
I did.
So that is weird. That unusual, is weird, Jim. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd open up the lines. 133353. What? Hence?
Hence. Oh, well, you say the hence first.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say the hence, but I hadn't said the hence. Hence. What weird tattoo have you got? Unusual. Jim, what weird tattoo have you got? Unusual. And Tom Liberatore and your son are not allowed to ring.
No.
Because they got weird tattoos.
Jono, very weird.
Tom.
Got a mate's birthday. Not even that good a mate. On his leg.
What? The date?
Yeah, date of the birthday. And I said, "Well, who is he?" He goes, "Oh, yeah, I don't really see that much of him anymore." Oh, mate, there's something wrong with him. Jake's in Epping. Hello, Jake.
Jake.
G'day, boys. How are you?
What do you got?
My mate got Where's Wally tattooed above his nipple.
Mm. Oh,
Where's Wally?
Where's Wally?
There he was.
Stay there, Jake. Dylan Gladstone Park Fat.
Yes, g'day, Dil.
How are we, boys?
What have you got?
Oh, I've got a couple. Left butt cheek, I've got a lemon, which was the result of a bet where there were two losers. And also on my right hip, I've got... it's a bison drinking a Bintang, which was a logo of one of the bars over in Seminyak.
Oh, a bison.
Bison.
Why would you have a bison?
Haley, stay there, Dylan. Hales.
Hales.
How you going?
What have you got, Hales?
My husband has SpongeBob SquarePants and all of his friends tattooed on his bikini bottom.
Why? Why?
The kids liked it.
Oh, jeez.
On your bum.
Bit low.
That's where SpongeBob lives, in Bikini Bottom. That's the name of the town.
Right. Oh.
So he's got Patrick as well?
Yeah, Patrick, Mr. Krabs, the whole crew.
Squidward?
Mr. Krabs? Yeah, Squidward's there.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know
lives
that.
In Bikini Bottom.
Righto.
There you go, Jim. We found something out.
You learned something.
You got any there, Hals?
Me? Yeah, I got a few. Right.
Bit more standard. Yes. All right, stay there, Hales. Kai's in Albury. Hello, Kai.
Kai. G'day, guys.
Yay, Kai. What do you got for us?
I've got a couple of real rippers. I've got a very crudely drawn stick man with a lawnmower nestled nicely in my pubes.
Oh, and Publix.
Nestled in
the old Rubik's Cubes.
Who drew that?
That would be me.
Oh, yep. No. And? No, very, the other
and
one?
And I've got Nerf, as in the Nerf guns, on my right bicep.
Oh. Nerf gun on the guns.
Stay there, Kai. Nice. Not bad.
Yeah.
Molly in Langwarrin. Molly.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mol.
It's actually not me, but it's my dad. He has some really colourful pixies hidden in his bum cracks. I think all those times when you were a kid and showering with your dad, I think I just saw a bit too much. And from his Navy days, he used to be in the Navy, so I think they just got a bit rebellious and bored one day, and there you go.
Bum crack.
Imagine getting tattooed in your bum crack.
Oh,
that would hurt.
I can't even begin to imagine. Yeah, the process, the pain. Oh, God.
What have had to...
Oh, no. Mm. I don't like the sound of that at all, Bill.
Mole.
Wow. Anyone beyond Mole?
No.
Well, they're great. Wow Jones.
Hey.
P. Percy Jones.
W.
And W.
And W.
And wow.
And when he bent
that's
over.
That's it. Wow, we.
Wow.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You and I have both had boys.
Yes.
How is it that when they're little, their farts smell so bad?
We should get a doctor on.
I don't reckon.
Big Freeze 8 is happening in a few weeks, JB.
And the beanies are flying off the shelf and Beck has wandered in herself. Welcome to you.
Thanks for letting me crash the show today.
Now, what Hello, have you Beck. Got by way of something for fatties? What is going
got
on?
Something for me. I like a present.
I've got you a little present. Oh. I've got you a little present for the namesake of my child.
Yes, really? Exactly. And it's beautifully boxed up here,
Jim. This is from Neil. This is a special gift from Neil, if you can get it open. Right, there we go.
You got your beanie.
So it's the baggy blue that you've got. A slider number 89.
Oh, I was going to put it on. And 89, Jimmy boy. Yeah, well, can you read it?
Not because it's not put on properly. There we are, 89. Nice.
How good's that? That's perfect. Nice. Well done. Thank you very much.
Very unique. You're a one of a kind, our 89th slider.
I love it. How good. I look good, don't I?
No.
Yes, I do. Hey, that is fantastic. So you've been doing this all day, going around, gatecrashing everyone's radio programs.
Yeah, we have been. So we're heading out to now. This year, once we start announcing the sliders, which starts on Friday, 27th of May, halftime of the game between Sydney and Richmond, we'll be getting up to slider 100. But we've had 92 so far, so I've been going around and gatecrashing as many different opportunities as we can to be able to provide this. You know, Dad would love to be able to be here and hand it over.
We'd love to see him too, by the way. But, Nilo, but hey, who's been your favourite slider other than me, Beck?
Other than you.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Give me one.
Nick Riewoldt.
Yeah, that was good. Bit of a performance. And
Freddie Mercury.
Came to play.
He did, indeed. Yeah. But there's been some great people go down the slide and they've definitely, the costumes have got more and more fancy, but you can't forget Sam Newman in the Mankini either.
Unfortunately,
you can't.
Went out from underneath him and all you could see was the old starfish.
Staggy.
It was horrendous.
Staggy, wasn't it?
No.
And Vance Joy's going to be helping out this year.
Yeah, he's going to kick off the show. So, you know, you were there, Billy. It was an empty stadium last year, but we're going to be back in full force. So we'll have, you know, a big crowd asking everyone to come down and Vance Joy is going to kick off the show.
With this.
Because when I'm in a room with you, that missing piece is found.
He played footy, played VFL footy with Coburg.
He did.
So good on him. Anything else you can tell us, Beck?
Oh, I think stay tuned for these slider announcement. Right. But until then, we'd love for everyone to get involved. Make sure you head down to Coles Express, Bunnings, or fightmnd.org.au because these beanies won't last too much longer.
Yeah, we just bought our six.
Good work.
And they're good too.
Did you buy them?
No, Elise brought them.
Oh, of course.
Well, she went to Coles, so she bought them.
You still got the kids ones?
No, ours are all older kids, but they're brilliant beanies this year. I love them.
Spot the quality.
Now,
I've given up,
Beck. I tried to speak to the great Nilo because he always used to come up to me and say, he's a good boy, Bill. I go, no, he actually isn't. He's nothing good about him. And then Terry would come, he's good. He's good boy, Bill. And I'd go, no, he's not. And then Anthony, one after another. And in the end, I've just given up. If you're all that bad a judge of character that you think he's a good bloke, then
it's
I'm not even going to try
thing,
and do it,
it
anymore.
It's a
connection, country connection. You're a city slicker, Jim. Country boys just grow up. And the girls, by the way, about eight of them, weren't there?
Yeah, there's a handful of them running around everywhere. The numbers just keep growing each year.
Oh, yeah. How many are in the clan nowadays?
I couldn't even tell you. It's well over 70, probably closer to 80.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Could be, mate.
That is. How many sisters? There's five or six.
So Dad was one of 11. There were seven girls.
Seven girls.
Boys.
And used to play cricket and footy, the girls. They had to field and things.
Absolutely. They would take on everyone, I reckon.
Of those 11, they've then, the whole lot's
now. They're multiplying.
At 80.
You know, good Irish Catholics they are.
That's nuts. Imagine Christmas.
No.
What a present.
Kris Kringle.
No, thank you.
You'd have to go Kris Kringle.
100%.
Otherwise, bloody hell, you'd have no money left.
Exactly right.
All right.
Ian, your media bloke. And Cohen used to be on Channel 10 News. I used to watch him on that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're pulling the best, you know. Completely.
Happy with himself too. when he was on TV too. Don't worry about that. Hey, thanks for this. This is very good. Number 89. I am.
You are. You are.
Wee.
That's very nice. Yeah. That's good. I'm
very
happy with
exclusive
that.
Club. You're
I need
in there,
one
really?
When I get up nowadays. It's bloody the old nude nut gets a bit cold. Beck.
On that cheery note,
$20 for a mini beanie, yes. Which is for kids under 10, and $25 for an adult beanie, which is. Not a lot of money to donate as well.
And
great.
People have got the whole collection. This year's is a brilliant design. Well done, Beck.
It's making such an impact. You know, it's just a humble little beanie, but what it's doing in terms of, you know, finding funding vital research to find a cure for motor neuron disease is really hard to, we can't understate that impact.
No, well over 50 million. It's an incredible thing you've done. So well done. And we cannot wait. When is it? 2 weeks' time? 3 weeks' time? When is birthday?
3 weeks. Yeah, 13th of June. So it's going to come up quickly.
Yes.
But as I said, the beanies won't last forever. So make sure you get out there and grab yours as soon as possible.
Coles Express, Bunnings and fightmnd.org.au.
Look how happy with himself that is.
I want to have a look at myself. Yeah. Hurry up. We'll go to a break. I'm going to have a look at myself.
We'll go now. Beck Danaher.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tom Brady, you'd know plenty about him, Bill.
Yes, I know his mum, Marsha, and his sister, Jan.
Can you believe it?
They're a good bunch.
Gone with the Brady bunch.
Hey, JB, Big Freeze 7 raised a record $14.6 million.
Nah, it's nuts. What they've done is incredible. Year. It is incredible. It gets better and bigger every year.
Call me 89 now.
I don't know.
89.
So we were on the footy show years ago, yes. And we had an ice challenge, I reckon it was.
Remember it was doing the rounds, the ice challenge?
Yes,
so
the
bucket
ice
of
bucket
ice
challenge.
Over your head
yeah,
or whatever.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So we apparently, and in the higher offices of the footy show, decided that we'd get a tractor, didn't we? With a bucket on the front.
That's it, a bucket.
Full of ice.
Yeah.
And we'd all stand in a row, and at the appropriate time, the bucket would tilt forward and all the ice would land on us.
Ice and water.
So, Rabbits, we had what? I reckon comfortably 4.5 hours of instruction.
Health and safety.
Stand here. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. When the actual time comes, you've got to. We had to be dressed
in
the right stuff. We had to have
no
shoes.
No mics or anything
no
like
mics.
That.
We had to have shoes.
Weren't allowed to drop it too high because, so the bucket was just above our heads, stuff like that.
I'm telling you, it went for hours. Yes. And you can imagine the old enforcer. After about the 25-minute mark, he completely lost
not
his
not a rate. Patient man.
No, not a patient man. No. He said, he stood there and he said, this can't be that hard. We're standing stationary while something's being dumped on us.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't need instruction to stand. I've been doing it for 68 years.
You can imagine him saying that.
He absolutely lost it. And then, of course, Gary, equally impatient. So about another 15 minutes later, he cracked it.
And then Jim later, 5 minutes later. So you can imagine what
was because
happening.
Idiot Crawford was, he refused to stand still. Anyway, we got to do the actual show and then we all had to have these clothes on, to walk out and do this bloody ice challenge. So we get out there. We're all standing there.
In
waiting,
our lines.
In a line, the exact spot that we had spent 4 hours perfecting. The bucket tips the ice, didn't hit any of us.
Missed us all.
Missed us all.
Missed us all. So we had to pretend that you got a bingo.
Oh, wet.
Jesus.
Missed all of us.
Spot on.
We just looked at each other.
I think it got our backs, like down our back a bit.
Tiny bit.
But you had to move around. We've all got there.
Oh, wet.
Fair dinkum.
One job.
That was a stuff-up.
One job. And so you can imagine the old boy.
Oh, yeah.
He has. He's just his eyes roll back.
He cracked.
4 hours we practiced standing still and you couldn't hit us. Oh, mate, it was ridiculous.
That's exactly what happened.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's a good topic, this
good,
foundation.
Thank bad. You, Jim.
Someone else must have thought of it.
Yeah, no, I think you told me.
So we find out in the pre-show meeting today that Rabbits Bartholomew over here.
That's him. Mumps.
Has got a grudge that he's held for 20 years.
Who is that grudge against?
Well, we're talking because we've got a couple of weeks coming up where we're not on the show. So we've got a few weeks
holidays.
Off. Holidays. Yes. And Whit is going to Bali, beautiful Bali.
And as am I.
A few people have said that, they're how good's Bali. And I said, well, I've never been. And they said, what do you mean everyone's been to Bali?
Yeah.
I said, well, we were supposed to go. We had our bags packed. The flights bags weren't packed because the flight was in a week.
Just go with that.
We were ready to take off and Ansett collapsed. So we lost our flights to Bali because Ansett collapsed.
So you've held a grudge against Ansett who collapsed in 2002.
Yeah, I'm not happy.
20 years ago,
yeah,
Rabs.
Well, we never got our flights to Bali.
Can you believe that?
They were on
20
points.
20 years ago.
He has held a grudge for 20 years.
Exactly. Rabs, well, they collapsed.
You need to move up. You've
got to move, move on.
No, I'm not moving on because I've never been to Bali because of Ansett. So.
Well, yeah, but you can re-buy tickets and
yeah, you still can go. There's later. Other airlines.
So you just cracked them.
I'm cracked them. I'm not doing it because...
Did you lose money?
No, they're on points.
Oh. So you didn't even lose money and you still cracked it.
They're on dad's years. Points. No, oh, no. Dad's points. I'm making a stand. I'm not going to go to Bali because of Ansett.
Yeah. Righto.
All right, 133353. Hands.
Hands.
What are we asking? When have you held a grudge?
No. What's the longest grudge you have held?
That's it. Unusual.
Unusual.
Yeah.
Like rabbits with Ansett. Poor old Ansett.
20-year grudge.
Yeah.
And you've taken it out on Bali. Riley joins us first in Epping. Riles?
Yep. Yeah, hello?
Who are you holding a grudge with?
My mum.
Why?
Why?
Well, I've been holding a grudge with her for the past 18 years because she dropped me on my head as a baby.
I reckon that's what happened to you.
Well, something did happen. No, I think that. I don't like to talk. I was prem, born prem. And a big
and then
bit
dropped.
Of sugar dropped on me. Yeah. Same weight as
same,
me.
Yeah, right. Well, there had to be something.
I don't know what that was.
Stay there, Riley. Hey, Will's in Abbotsford. Will?
Hey, Will.
Yeah, g'day, boys.
Oh, geez, that's a good line. Yeah. Hey, Willis, what have you held a grudge against?
Oh, mine's a bit out there, lads. I wrote off an entire species with my grudge. About 19 years ago, I was kicked square in the chest by a pony and hate him ever since. No, can't go near
him. I don't blame you, mate. In a past life, I had to have a bit to do with horses. They're big, dangerous, bloody things.
They know when you're scared.
Yeah, they do.
So whacked you in the chest and ever since, no horses at all.
Oh, I was 6 years old, mate. It sent me flying.
Would have.
Wow.
Would have. It's fair enough, I reckon. Stay there, Will.
Poor old
Dazzling's in South Morang. Daz?
G'day, boys. How you doing?
How long and what was the grudge about?
Well, it'd be over 20 years ago. It was a summer's night at Melbourne Park, and I paid $130 top seats to see Elton John.
Yeah.
He came out, sang two songs. Quarter of the way through the third song, he swallowed a moth. Stormed off the stage while his band was still playing. We sat there for 10 minutes. He refused to go back on, so then the white lights came on, and we never got a refund. So hence why I will never see Elton John again.
29 years.
29 years ago.
That's good.
And he swallowed a moth.
Swallowed a moth and stormed off.
Well done, Dazzling.
Wayne, stay there, Dazzling. Wayne's in Mount Martha. Willis?
Hello, Wayno.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Good. What's your grudge?
41 years as against geese. So my auntie used to have a farm. On that farm was a lake, and in that lake was some geese. I used to go down there and play when I was 5 years old, and I had the whole heap of them chase me down the path, biting me, attacking me, flying at me. Never again will I go near those stupid things.
Oh, that's good. They peck you and bite you, Jim. Yeah. They're fierce.
Stay wino. Well, Scott, Mary Warren, Scotland.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, mate. What's the grudge?
I was 8, and I had a McCain pizza, and I was out on work with my old man in the truck.
Yeah.
Got the squits, shit myself. Touched one since.
Never touched a McCain pizza since.
Oh, McCain, you've done it again.
Oh, I did it all right, but tell you what, I was very uncomfortable.
Oh, no, they're all right, the old McCain pizzas. I like them. Right. Yeah, bloody oaf.
Well, I had a similar, in Dubrovnik, ate fish.
Dubrovnik.
And Bill, I was bedridden for a day, going from bed to toilet.
Croatia.
And so I will not eat fish on the road ever again. Like, have it at home, a restaurant's here. But if I'm traveling anywhere, I will not eat fish.
No.
Well, Bill.
Don't eat on the plane.
Bill, too. Like, it was both ends.
Yeah, right.
No, it was not. And poor Lise was...
She had to clean up.
Not that big a hotel room.
JB likes to think he's tough.
Because I've got some real size about me at the moment, I'm bringing eight to the table.
But our next guest actually is...
Jams it on the foot. Mitchell got that's
please welcome North Melbourne captain, Jack Zeeble.
Oh, 250 coming up, if you don't mind, Zeebs. Congratulations on what's been a fine career.
Thanks, JB, and g'day, Bill, and thanks again for having me, lads. I've been on the show.
Well done, Jackie boy. A long way from the Bush Rangers days, and then, of course, 2009. That's a long, long time ago, Jack.
It is. It's gone pretty quick, Bill, up to this point, which I said a bit earlier in the week, but I remember walking in the door Arden Street in my first couple of years and chatting to the older boys like Boomer and Drew Petrie and Michael Ferretto, and they all said to me and sat me down and said, make sure you enjoy it. You know, 10, 15 years goes bloody quick. And I actually remember sitting there laughing at those blokes going, oh, this will be easy. I've got that much time up my sleeve. And now you blink and it does go quick. So never a truer word was spoken by those older, wiser men.
I tell you what, you've been flying the flag every time you seem to be up talking in front of media. You're supporting the club and you're supporting the coach. But if you're sitting from the outside, Jackie boy, like we are, I think Jim's got some, he's got a bit of intel inside, but it's not a great season. And when you see, yeah, your recruiters, three of them quit yesterday, Cam Zerha parks his contract talks, Horn Francis parks his, you can see where we're all coming from. But what you're saying is everything's okay inside the tent.
It is. Inside the tent, things are going not too bad. I mean, obviously, we would like to be in a better position than 1-9 currently.
Yep.
In the win-loss record, make no mistakes about that. But I see where things are painted with the external picture at the moment. Mm. But I can only judge what I see, and that's every day at our footy club. It's not what it seems in the public eye. So I understand, you know, individuals parking their contract talks. I mean, that happens at every AFL footy club. That's not that big of a deal.
Right.
That's part and parcel of the conversation. And we, as a playing group and as a coaching group, are actually really, really united. And we're hell-bent on turning our season around in terms of our performances and on the field. I was quoted a few weeks ago saying, you know, we've done a lot of talking. And I'd like to think that our actions over the next few weeks, and started a little bit last week against Melbourne, against a very good side in Melbourne on the weekend. But we need to turn that around on field, and that's really the only place that counts.
Righto, Jack Zeeble. 249 games. What's your biggest highlight?
Biggest highlight, I think in 2014, it was one of my first finals. We beat Essendon in an elimination final. I think we come back from about 25 or 30 points down at halftime and got the job done in front of 90,000 fans. And that was one I won't forget very quickly.
Exactly. Nope. All right. In 249 games, who was on fire that? Oh, Aaron Edwards was on fire. That's right. Thank you, Rabs. I was just telling me that. In 249 games, the best player you've played with?
I think Boomer Harvey. He's incredible for his size and stature, the amount of games he played, but also the impact he could have on a game was incredible.
Most underrated player?
Oh, there's been a few. I reckon Ben Cunnington.
Oh, he's a star. How's he going, by the way?
Very, very well, Cunners. He's itching to get back, but understands there's a bit of a process to make sure he's fit enough and going well. But he's been at training flat out, and he's got the itch, which is great.
What's been the biggest rule change?
Oh, which one?
Well,
every start.
One that's affected you the most, probably.
Oh, I think that one of the hardest ones to deal with would have been probably the stand rule when that was introduced on the 50th, and just the punishment for the crime. I don't think fits too well, but yeah, there we go. There's
good
one.
Work. Well done.
We, Bill, try to once a year, don't we, Zeebs, catch up down the road here at the Clarendon.
Oh, yes.
Robbie Tarrant, Shawnee Higgins came last time. Big scooter, Scott Thompson, and Spud Ferretto had to pull out late because they got COVID. Oh. Hank McIntosh, there was a good crew of boys.
Three of them went to Geelong.
Yeah, I tell you, it's, isn't it? Well, for me, Zeebs, it's like your kids are growing up.
Yeah, it is, mate. And I suppose you're the father, are you?
Well, you're sitting there looking at them going, these blokes were babies when they walked into North.
Do you pay?
It's bloody funny, isn't it? Because you sit around that table, and I remember walking into the footy club and Spud and H and these boys are 27, 28, and now they're all somewhat my best mates. So there's a bit of an age gap there, but even yourself as chairman at the time, mate, that's probably the greatest thing about our footy club is that the position you hold, there is no hierarchy there.
Nope.
Very lucky that that's the case, and you make friends for life, and whether you spend 5 minutes at North or you spend 15 years there, you're part of the fabric. So that's why I love the club so much.
Well, someone thinks they're entitled.
You're a great mate of Taz. Have you played the Tigers yet?
Not yet, mate.
No, so you're gonna build him in the guts?
Probably not.
I know he's a pretty angry man, so if I do that, I'll probably cop one around the chin. So I might try and fight.
Well, you'll be forward and he'll be back. So just at one stage when he's not expecting it, just
he's a big boy.
Into the rib cage.
Yeah, we'll see if we can ruffle his feathers.
I love it. Okay, so St Kilda, of course, Sunday, and then Gold Coast GWS Adelaide. So some games that might just appeal to Kangaroos fans coming up. But Zeebs, 250, mate. You've been a jet. Great leader of the club as well, as I said at the start. A brilliant shin boner. Well done. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
On your Zeebs.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, Fat says, we finished talking before, and he says, I've got to drop the kids off at the pool, and just walked out. Oh, we haven't seen him since. Doing a little Rush Hour phone poll-y thing here, and we've got Hose Mary in to get involved in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know that a lady from Snorbs won $40 million in Lotto.
Yep.
And it turned out that she was gifted the ticket from someone else.
Ooh.
Spot on, Jim.
So I'm at home the other day, and Lisa's on the computer, and she says, imagine knowing that you've handed a ticket over to someone else that's worth $40 million.
Do you know how much the ticket was worth?
$20, was it?
It was an 8-game quick pick, $9.70.
$9.70
a cost.
So there you go.
Yep.
So she says to me, this is my beautiful partner, says to me, well, you'd have to give him something.
Got to.
I said, I went, yeah. Mm. She goes, well, how much would you give him? I said, $1 million.
Yeah.
She goes, that's nowhere near enough.
I'm with you.
I said, $1 million isn't enough when the ticket cost $9.
Well, the person who bought the ticket's obviously a tight ass in the first place because they only bought a $9 ticket. You go a 40 or something.
So if you've bought someone a $9 ticket, they've won a shizen load of Lotto money 40. And hand you a mil.
You'd be happy with it.
Well, I say yes.
I'm with you,
but
Jim.
But my partner says no.
What did she say?
She said five eye.
Ooh, she's expensive.
That's true.
Yeah, I know.
So, Hose, what are you?
Is it traceable? Can I just skip the country?
No.
You can do whatever
you
want.
Pay a cent to the person who gave me the ticket.
We're making an assumption that you would give something, but if you would give something, look at it.
How much?
The face says
you've
no.
Give something.
What are you giving?
Yeah, five sounds okay.
$5 mil.
Five.
Rabbits?
A mil and then deduct the $6.90 for the ticket.
Whitney says half.
$20 mil?
Your friends say that, she reckons. No, that's too much.
That's way too much.
I'm with you. $1 million.
Well, $1 million is a hell of a lot of money. And to receive that when you could actually receive nothing.
Yes.
For me, but I got chastised by my better
half.
I'm
with you.
Let's get to Bentley. Luke's there, Fat.
Lukey.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, definitely split it down the middle. You would have had zip if it wasn't for this person thinking about you. So, 100% down the line.
$20 mil.
$20 mil, yeah, Lucas.
Too much.
You had nothing. You had zero before.
Yeah, but you got 40 now.
Yeah.
Only thanks to that person.
All right. No,
shut
that's
up,
a generous
Luke. We don't
spirit.
Agree with it. Yeah. Ross and
Croydon.
G'day, Ross.
How you going, Billy?
Good, Roscoe. What do you reckon, Roscoe?
Mate. Listen, you give away the 10% of a tip. You give away the 10% tip when he sticks your nose bag in front of you. Why wouldn't you give it 10%?
Four mil.
Yeah, I reckon that's a pretty square number, don't you?
I know.
Not bad. 10%. Yeah, not bad.
Scotty's in Cram in Scotland.
Okay, what are we?
What are you handing over?
Now, given I only bought a third of a ticket, I'm giving away a third of $1 million, $333,333.
Yes.
Bill, it's still a lot of money.
It is. Bloody hell.
$30,000 is a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, house out at St. Orbs.
Stay there, Scotty. Andrew in Melbourne. Andrew?
Drewy?
Yeah, how are you, fellas?
Good.
For start with, how tight are yous? You've just been given $40 million.
Yeah.
And you're giving $1 million away. You can roughly buy a house in Melton for $1 million.
Right. So what are you going to do?
Well, you know, give them $10 million. Because, you know, when you're buying, well, think about it, you've got $30 million left. You're buying stupid shit because you've got so much money. And they're stuck in this crappy little house in Melton just watching you.
That's only a quarter.
Jeez.
That's 10. Only a quarter. That's not a lot from you, Drewy, really.
Well, you know, well, you still got $30 million. You got 10. They can still, you know, have some fun with 10.
All right, stay there. I like Craig in Ocean Grove. Craig?
Half, boys. Come on. Don't be tight.
20.
Asses.
See, my brother has this same view. Like, he often gives you a ticket in a card for your birthday.
Yes.
And he says, if it wins, I'm having half. Yeah. I'm like, no, you're not. You're handing me a ticket. I'm having a lot.
No, you've got to give half. Something. No, not half.
Craig's saying half.
Yeah, that's what he reckons. The grubber.
Craig. Not half, yes. Not half a 40. That's a bit heavy, isn't it?
Half a 40. Yeah. Mate,
20
come
million.
On, boys. Yous wouldn't shout if a shark bit you.
Thank you, Craig.
Simon in Hobart, Bill.
Hobart. This will be tight.
I'm in Hobart, Billy. How are you, Cobber?
I reckon Simon would be tight here. What do you reckon, Simon?
Hey, no, none of that, Cobber. I reckon we should divide the $40 million by the $9 as a percentage to give them the percentage of the winnings.
Righto. Have you worked out what that is?
That's too much.
Yeah, 4.4444 million.
Oh, 4.4 million. There you go. Yeah. Not bad. Yeah.
You've got a tight ass after all, Billy.
No, you're not, Simon. Sorry, mate. I got you wrong. Well done.
Anthony, Hoppers Crossing. What are we doing?
Well, they were tight ass to you. You'd be a tight ass back. Give them the $9.70 either in the cash or a ticket and just say good luck. Thanks for coming.
Well, you might give them 10 bucks, eh?
Oh, man. Yeah. Let them keep the change. Yeah, 10 bucks, keep the change.
Jeepers creepers.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You and I have both got children that went to the most expensive school in Australia. And how's that going for them?
They're not launching any rockets.
Any four of them. Right, so Bill.
Yes.
Idiot song.
Mm-hmm.
Because Matty, he ends up with that much material and he gets bored with the idiot file because they go forever.
Mm.
So he starts working it into a tune.
And
I absolutely love it. And this one is all around a big blockbuster movie that's just been released.
Wonder which one.
Hey Jim, I swallowed a dictionary. It gave me the thorest throat I've ever had.
Oh, no.
The thorest.
I'm not sure how much more of this I can do.
Top Gun Maverick, it's called. And cycling, the Giro d'Italia. When was this, Elton? Just recently?
Oh.
And well done, Anthony Weir.
Bo who?
Anthony who?
William. Superman. What's the name of Tom Cruise's character?
Pete Mitchell.
Are you talking about his call sign or his proper name?
I know. Top Gun Maverick, it's called.
Yeah, but you're talking about Tom Cruise's
character's name.
Pete Mitchell.
No, I'm asking for his character in the show.
You are a clown. Tommy's correctly answered that his name is Pete Mitchell, so you're asking for his call sign, which is what, Tommy?
Maverick.
Maverick. Oh. Bill, ask the question properly at that time.
Elgar's Bajan.
Snap rising star, Corey Dernan.
What is going on with Collingwood, your mob, by the way? With silly surnames.
McCreary.
Yeah. Givenan. Crisp.
Ginnivan.
Quisp is hard to say.
Quisp.
Quainor, or what's Quainor?
It's going
Quisp. It's W.
Quisp. Where the bowler crumble jumps. Expect delays, plan ahead at vicroads.vic.au. Plan ahead at vicroads.vic.gov.au. That's vicroads.gov. Ah, the gov. That's fair enough, too.
Oh, my God. That's some of Matty's finest work. Yeah, he's been responsible for really good work for a long time. Kenny Loggins, of course. Danger Zone.
Kenny
and
Loggins.
The Maverick's out. You can
Leroy Loggins. Brisbane.
Hey, we're operating on some different Loggins.
Hosmer gave it 10 out
of
10.
Yes, he did. Oh, I can't wait to see it. I'm going to the...
Which one?
Gold
Class? Of course you would.
I'm going to strangle a bottle of... Riesling.
Lambrusca.
And then some chicken straps.
Straps. Chicken straps are good. I do like them. I'll have a...
well done, Matty. That's absolutely superb.
Nice. And Jack Quisp. Like your pronunciation of his name on our Instagram as well.
The old funny face. You and your Quispy.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
Or grown.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
Jim.
Yes.
What is Whitney Houston's favourite kind of coordination?
What?
Hand eye.
Rabs hit it just in case. She sings it a bit better. And I. Jim, what?
He's not right.
No. What did you think about that?
No.
It's not bad.
No.
Word association type joke.
No, I know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's more just you.
And I. Jim, he doesn't know what to do, Jim.
I can't work out what's going on with him. Honestly.
Oh! Bradley actually liked it.
I cannot believe.
Well done, Bill.
That got plastic.
And one from one. Oh. And
this has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off here if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR.
I feel good.